USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter demonstrations and protests against police brutality still happening in many U.S. cities, and last night in the nation's capital, police were called in to clear protesters near the White House amid a failed attempt to tear down a statue of President Andrew Jackson. Police entered Lafayette Square with pepper spray, and it was reportedly used to clear the crowd, President Trump tweeting about the numerous arrests made and what he called disgraceful vandalism of the magnificent statue of Andrew Jackson. Six states are holding primaries today. The contests in Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia had been delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. South Carolina's runoffs for state-level offices are going on today as originally scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Despite the administration's efforts to block the release of it, John Bolton's new memoir, The Room Where It Happened, is hitting the shelves today. Bolton's denying that he ever said he would vote for Democrat Joe Biden, though, over President Trump in November. The former NSA trying to clear things up in an ABC News interview that aired last night.
I'm not going to vote for him in November. Certainly not going to vote for Joe Biden either. I'm going to figure out a conservative Republican to write in.
Some foreigners will not be able to get U.S. work visas, at least for the time being. President Trump issuing an order yesterday that will stop visas for tech workers, low-skill laborers, spouses of some visa holders, and others for the remainder of this year. University professors, farm and food processing workers, they are exempt from that order. President Trump heads to Arizona today to check on the construction of the border wall there and also to hold a campaign event. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.